We're getting ready to bring out Doc Watson. Me and him's gonna do about three songs for you here tonight, the old time style they used to do years ago. So you boys help Doc come out this way. I believe he's on his way right there now. And give him another nice hand, Doc Watson, will you please?
I said something about Doc Watson, I'm going to have to say a word about Bill Monroe. When I became president, one of the great delights that I was anticipating was to have famous people that I had admired all my life come to the White House so that I could shake their hand and kind of bask in the aura of their famous achievements. And I remember how delighted I was a couple of years ago when we had a special country music festival, and I was sitting at the table in the White House. I was a fairly new president, very proud of myself. Bill Monroe was sitting on my left, and a group of people were there. And one of my staff people came up and reached down and said, "I wonder if I could have your autograph." And I looked up and said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Well, Mr. President, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Mr. Monroe." That was Frank Moore. I would like to say that we are honored tonight to have Bill Monroe. He is a great musician. He's the kind of person who loves his admirers and his fans. He spends a lot of his time traveling, going to small towns where he went back in the 30s, just to let the people know who loved him back when he was getting started, that he still loves them. I think he represents all that's finest in country music and in our country. Thank you, Bill Monroe, for being here with Doc Watson.
Thank you a lot, President. Thank you. We really appreciate that. One time we was playing in California, Doc Watson and me, and I had this number together and I didn't have a title for it, and he went to play some guitar behind me, and he put in some beautiful runs. So we wound up with this number being titled The Watson Blues, so we're going to do it for you here tonight.
Yeah. Brother Cliff, if I could have just a pinch more on this mic, I'm going to have to...